من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Several regards to this ayat. Ulama have written very interesting and very important points with it. With regard to وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي, and I have completed my favor upon you. Allah is compared to all the other Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, the Sharia they were given, compared to that, the Sharia of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran is most complete. Every other Nabi's deen and Sharia was also complete. But if we examine it, we see compared to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it wasn't in that way complete. Like for example, the Motaka is advertised as the ultimate in excellence. And the following year again, it is advertised as the ultimate in excellence. So both were true. In the first year till that level, that was the ultimate. But when it advanced more the next year, then it became even more ultimate. So every Nabi's Shariat was full and complete. But compared to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Shariat, then we see that it wasn't really that complete as is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Shariat, the Quran Shariat. In the sense that, for example, the Bani Israel, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, many other Anbiya were sent to the Bani Israel. They were sent only to the Bani Israel. And the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam expired when the time of Isa alayhi salam came. So he had a limited time, he had limited people. And his work or his area of work was also limited. The same way with Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He also worked in the Bani Israel. The time that he worked was limited also. The area he worked in was limited. The people he worked with was limited. So, but that was complete for that time. At that time, nobody can say that was incomplete. That was a complete Sharia. But compared to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose time is till the day of Qiyamah, whose area is the whole world, and whose people are the people of the world, the jinnat even. They are also mukallaf to follow the Shariat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So compared to that, we see that this is the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is the only deen that is that complete and complete deen, which other deen, the other adyan did not have. And in our deen also we see that this completion, which was now towards the end of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Arafat, in the ninth year of Hijri, that before, in our Shariat also, Zohar, Asr, and Isha were two rakats. At that time it was complete, that was two rakats was complete. But then Allah made it four rakats later. And now when it's four rakats and it's complete now till Qiyamah, now nobody will be able to change it. Now it is a complete deen. So when this ayat was revealed and deen was completed in every facet, in every way, now nobody will be able to replace this deen with any other deen. And no changes will be able to be made in this deen. It is a complete and perfect deen. Now it is on our shoulders that we appreciate it, that Allah has blessed us, this ummah, and we are in this time that many of us will feel that it is a time of fitna and fasad. There is no doubt that it is a time of fitna and fasad. But at the same time, also look at this aspect that Allah has given us this perfect and complete deen, and it is now upon us to live according to this deen. Let us not shirk our duties and let us not move away from this very important factor. And we live properly according to the deen of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which is a complete and perfect deen which Allah has declared on the plains of Arafat, وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي, my very special favor, how, which way of life you must live. I've completed that for you, which was not done for any other Nabi before, for any other Rasul before. It is only for Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for this Ummah. May Allah Ta'ala let us appreciate this ni'mat, and the appreciation of it is that we live up to it. We live according to it. And we stick firm on the teaching of the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. We don't introduce any new ideas in our deen, any new methods or anything of that. The original we stick to, and we hold on firmly to that. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.